Good morning. Great morning. Tis Thursday. And you have us. Morgan Jones, DJ Ambush, the news with your fiancés. Good morning, everybody. How you guys doing?
There is a personal attack happening on us right now. I hope everybody is listening. The internet doesn't work. I cannot get my Google Drive onto my laptop. It is the first day of Black History Month, and this is how?
Oh, man. Oh.
The Wi-Fi router want to act?
Oh. Comcast.
Rudo. As our official Black History correspondent, can you get on the phone, please? Get on the horn and tell them to fix our situation. I can't see anything, guys.
Apply dead stick.
I'm fine. Yep. Did you say dead stick?
Dead stick. I can't see.
I got nothing. Okay? And I'm not okay. You heard it in the intro. I have it takes too long for me to have to like find the pivot in this moment.
We're gonna find it though. We're gonna make it happen. I believe.
That's what he says. But you know what? When they go low, I go something.
Okay.
Oh.
We
I'm upset.
We already know how you go.
Whoa.
And I say that because we have a shared strategy.
Oh, okay.
You know, when they go low, game time. Put the Vaseline on.
Take the earrings out.
Take the earrings out.
I can't hear myself, so I hope everyone is there. I can barely hear Ambush. I can hear Ambush because he's in person.
Wait, that might be it. Is that any better?
Oh, my God. Do you think that we were not on the air this whole time?
No, we definitely were. I could see from the radio waves. Output. I could see that. We're killing it. On the air. Whole time.
I want the prestige worldwide to be a little bit more worldwide.
Wide.
I want it to work all the time.
Security.
Every time, all the time.
Entertainment.
This is gonna be rough. Also, an omen too. I don't know what to call it. But this morning, this very morning, this just moments ago.
Quick text. Doing great. Sounding great.
Thank you. Good morning. Ambush said, Morgan, do you remember there was a time that you read the news off of your phone?
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah, you said that this very morning, and here I am, fumbling over here trying to get the news on my phone.
Well, why did I say that?
I got to talk to everybody.
Why did I?
Nothing works for me here. Like, this is the vortex. None of my things that, you know. T-Mobile don't go here.
Why did I put that evil on you?
I don't know, but you did it. And so here we are.
Someone else text. You're here. Thank goodness. You hear that? We're here to save the day. We're here to save the Thursday.
Okay. Well, I don't know what we're talking about today. Which is actually fitting, Ambush, because I have no idea what's happened in the news.
It's true. Been busy, busy.
My week has been incredibly busy with family things and also Plus and Nicki Minaj has been on a drug-fueled rant for near a week.
Yeah. Serious business.
And boy, is she tired.
Or should be.
Oh, my word, Bird. It's the only thing that's important to me right now.
I'm glad you know what your priorities are. It has been very consuming.
To be clear, it's not the only thing that's important to me right now, but it is getting I have no
it's living rent free.
I don't have a lot of free space, and so it's taking up quite a bit. I just don't understand, you know? I don't love to watch somebody do their own downfall via the internet.
Yeah. Shout out to Meg.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rough stuff. But yeah, you know, like you're not really aware of what's going on because you've been busy with family stuff. And of course, that's been a dominating story. But this just in, one of the premier, and I do mean this, top trusted center coves headquarters of journalism, the Breakfast Club.
No. Ambush.
And it, what? Listen, don't be so left.
Envy.
Had Nikki Haley on yesterday. Much to my chagrin.
That's such a good word.
Things I really wanted us to leave in 2020.
Well, we're far away from that.
Yeah.
pretty far away from that. You know what didn't die of COVID?
The Breakfast Club.
Or their apparent political, I don't know, sway? Like, I don't, what's it called? When all of a sudden you have to go to the Breakfast Club, where if you are running for anything,
this is, that's depressing.
Hot sauce in my bag, Hillary. That's where that depressing. Started, right?
That's you ain't black.
Hey, Jack. But he didn't, he wasn't on, wait, that what? Was the Breakfast. God bless America. That was.
Yeah. It really turns into a presentation.
DJ Envy is currently under investigation for every kind of fraud.
MLM.
Every single piece of fraud you could do. Envy and Caesar were out here like, hey, you know what you have? A humongous audience. You're right. Let me tell everybody that we should just all flip houses together.
I literally thought you were going to be like, Envy and Caesar were out here like, you know what you have? A humongous opportunity.
Oh, dang, I wish I did.
I was like, you nailing it.
More teamwork later, you know?
You know what you have in front of you? A humongous opportunity. Let me talk to you about it.
I mean... So the very last person I want to hear from is DJ Envy on anything political.
Yeah.
He is unqualified. And then you have Charlemagne. Charlemagne the God. That should do it for you. You should need no more.
A man who has inserted himself.
Somehow, somewhat. Like, I want to know who's the agent. Because how did Charlamagne get to host The Daily Show? I don't want to host The Daily Show, but I want somebody really funny to.
Right.
Charlamagne the God is not.
Oh, my God.
It's just like he did have an amazing opportunity. And then.
Yes.
I wish he would have, you know, yes, just invested with Envy instead. These are people that are unqualified talking to more people that are unqualified. But. Those people that are running for things are qualified in talking to the unqualified.
Yes, very.
They're
very
well versed. They trained their whole life.
Yeah. They see an opportunity and they know how to jump right on it. It's at some point, and you know, Envy's too aloof to see himself being played. But at some point you would think that they would take some degree of offense to it, you know, that they're just so, the clout that they chase means oh so much. It doesn't matter to them that they allow these political figures to come on the show and just do whatever they want. I caught a good amount of the Nikki Haley interview, and bruh, it was like she was just there to give a campaign speech. Like, the questions were few and far between, and there was zero, I mean Zed pushback. It was like,
Nikki Haley, who recently said this is not a racist country. Racism certainly exists, duh Ralph, you know, because also too, I have experienced it. But no systemic racism and no, you know, this isn't a country founded in racism. And that should honestly disqualify anyone from even getting a job at Walmart. If you are unable to just be honest about that, no shade to Walmart, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, shade
the
to Walmart.
The appropriate amount of shade to Walmart. Yeah. Yeah.
Just mean the job. But, you know, like that, you should not just be able to think you can run the country that you don't know anything about.
You know what else you shouldn't
or
think?
Or that you're trying to rewrite the history.
You also shouldn't think that you could run the Republican Party as a brown woman.
You should certainly not think you can do that.
Yeah. So, like, the call's coming
so
from inside the house.
It's delusion. It's DeLulu from the beginning.
DeLulu from its inception.
Yeah.
Boom. Here you are.
Who
this is
do you
cute.
Think it was that was like, you know what, Nikki Haley? It's your time, babe.
The Koch brothers.
Okay, but why? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, what's the strategy?
What's the strat? I gotta know.
What's the strategy, Brothers Koch? Tell to us.
Why the...
Tell to us. Hop on a live. Let us know why you invested in Nikki Haley. Was this truly a backup plan for Trump in case he got locked up? I mean, you guys are...
I mean, imagine finding out that you, a person, are a tax haven for billionaires. What are you talking about?
That's a tax haven.
I want to know what the meeting was like. Hey, Nikki.
We need the meeting to get around to you.
Yeah. Be thinking about it. It's a woman's time.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. This is just pretty ridiculous. Seeing her on The Breakfast Club. No pushback. The pushback, I just, you know, I don't expect that from many on camera
personalities.
Mm-hmm. They should not be talking to any politicians.
Period. And let me be fair, because I know there, if they were to hear this or anyone else who's a fan of Breakfast Club would be like, no, there was pushback. Remember when Charlamagne said, what I'm saying is, what you guys are considering pushback was not pushback.
Charlamagne being like, but racism exists is not pushback. Oh, and okay. I don't even know if he said that.
I feel like you watched it.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah.
That's not pushback. They need to push back on saying we don't want any of these candidates. That's what there's the pushback.
Well, he's been very loud and definitive, that old Charlamagne, that he will not be endorsing Biden and Kamala. That's an established, foregone conclusion at this point. He's made it clear.
I mean, fine by me, brother. But
not brother.
But, okay. And then what?
Right. And then what?
Also, I don't care who Charlamagne the God endorses. Sorry.
I wish more people didn't.
He is the same person that Joe Byron said, hey, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, Jack.
Yep. For sure.
And Charlamagne was like, do you mean that? Or and that was it. That was it. That was the end of that.
She, in response to whether Trump mocking her name was a racist thing, Nikki says, I mean, I think we can let other people decide that.
And that's the problem now. You want to let other people decide what racism is.
Also, I'm asking you a direct question.
I don't want to say. You know what? They have to start saying that. I actually don't want to say.
Yeah.
I won't say anything bad about President Trump.
I'd rather
not. Gonna do it.
I'd rather not.
Not gonna do it. This is wild. It's wild for the night.
She also said, there will be a first female president. It's either going to be Kamala Harris or it's gonna be me. And it should send a chill up everyone's spine thinking about the fact that it would be Kamala Harris.
Whoa! No, she didn't.
That's brown on brown hate.
That no, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
Her sister?
That is brown on brown hate. Ma'am, if you think that's what we're here for, huh? Reality TV show antics.
I am here for that. Give me the Bad Girls Club. Give me the Bad Girls Club featuring Nikki Haley and Kamala Harris now, right now. Put Hillary in there just for fun.
Okay,
she can be the host. You know what I'm saying?
That is what the people want. Sorry,
oh
guys.
My word!
Yeah, yeah.
It should send chill. gagged. I am gagged right now.
While you're gagged, latest text fiancés, y'all got me giggling with my eyes open. We over here giggling too.
I am aghast.
Flummoxed.
It should. But why did one of those
gentlemen?
I was gonna thank you.
Yeah, I know you were searching for it.
I was trying to find it.
Yeah,
that I didn't have it.
FCC won't allow.
So one of those grifting gentlemen,
grifty cats,
and then the other one that's on there. Did anyone say
it was just the fellas this time?
You know what? Good for
yeah.
Everyone involved. Where was Teslin?
Where was Teslin? Because the only person qualified within that orbit to talk to any political figures, law enforcement.
Teslin was probably like, "I'm not doing that." Did you?
Yeah, so you might find someone else. I'm tired. Not the way y'all talk over me.
So
I'm
she
tired.
Said. It should send chills up your spine that beat lady might be the yeah. president.
Yeah.
The first one at that, too. Yeah. Y'all gonna let Obama be the first black one and then this one over here?
Mm-hmm.
So they let her say that on their show. And they said what?
I don't recall there being any adequate pushback to that or additional clarification.
Some fools probably just laugh like,
right. She did say something to the effect like she's never governed. You know, she's never been in a position where she's governed anyone and isn't experienced in governing.
But she has taken people's rights away, just like you. So, hey, sounds like y'all peas pods,
yep.
You know?
Yeah, peas in le pod. Yeah.
I feel like everybody needs a better political strategist or a political team. Like, nobody is coming out the way they need to. Everybody should be doing battle rap. I want no
okay.
part of what...
No, huh? I would prefer not.
Okay, first of all, stop cutting me off. It is the first day of Black History Month. I still haven't heard from Rudo. Have we heard from Rudo?
No, we haven't.
How is your Black History Month going?
Why do we need battle raps from them? Didn't we just get a rap from Ben Shapiro?
Oh, you know what? I take it all back.
Yeah, we don't need no rap. I don't need no raps.
I thought I had a good joke coming. Like... I didn't have it, you know, but right. it was there. I was gonna get to it.
Yeah.
I'd find it. But then you ruined everything. Ben Shabibo did a rap.
Oh, God.
He did the rappings. Hot Fire, I believe.
No, what they call it. No.
I've not heard the song because I... Value my sanity,
yeah.
At least right now.
I'm so serious about that.
But the way that I learned that Ben Shabibo had a song was because of Nicki Minaj's Coke rant. I think it was day, you know, one and a half of me knowing about it. But so I don't know. That was like
right.
day three of her just straight being awake. And she congratulated Ben, told him it was a decent song, kind of. Congratulations on being number one on Apple iTunes charts or something. I don't know. Is iTunes still a thing? Is that what it's called?
Apple Music.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Why would she be talking to him? Why would she even know about that song? Oh, because that man is mocking you. That man is mocking all of rap culture, black culture, y'all specifically.
On the cusp of Black History Month.
On the cusp. And you gonna come out here and Candace Owens your way through something? Congratulations, because you think this person helped you make a point? He said something to the effect in the tweet, like, or maybe the song, I don't know. That, I don't know, like Meg doesn't have a good flow or something like that. Or he said, Nicki, you're right about Meg's flow. Something to that effect. When you are finding yourself aligned... or the people that are have traditionally been against you and everything you do and everything you've always been are like, yes, queen.
Right.
There needs to be a moment where you're like, now what happened?
A moment of pause.
How'd we get in the same corner of the internet?
Right.
We're not supposed to be in the same bubble.
Right. Who are these people in my comments with the Confederate flags?
the way, I mean, the way that Ben Shapiro has made millions of dollars just on massage noir alone.
Right.
Just on anti-black woman content. And here you are. He would call you a welfare queen in any instance.
What? And probably has.
Some sort of, you know, a version of ghetto and then an animal or something, you know?
The timeline is not scrubbed. I'm pretty sure we could find an example.
Well, you know what Ben Shapiro did?
Very negatively.
Here's what he did. He did one of the most debate bro things anyone could ever do. And this is what we got from the IDW, the intellectual dark web, if you're unfamiliar.
I was.
This is what we get from
that. I thought you were talking about labor union.
The what?
I thought you were referring to a labor union. I got it.
Oh, that's okay. Fair. I lost my point. What was I going to say? Oh, he's made it.
He said, more than X-ray fiancés. I can't find my calendar. What's today? XOXO, Rudo Washington Carver.
And this is what I'm talking about.
Not Rudo Washington Carver. Rudo.
You know why that's like a four-layer joke right there? Because did you not always learn about George Washington Carver?
Always.
In like the first day of Black History Month?
Always.
It was like, you guys ever heard of this guy?
Hey.
Yeah, last month.
Check out these peanuts. Yeah. So we brought in the bag of peanuts for everyone. And we're going to discuss.
Oh my God, that was so good.
It was like,
fantastic work. I now forgot my Shabibo point. What was it?
Well, we were talking about that. Undoubtedly, he has said something negative about her.
Thank you.
And her ilk.
What he did, and I don't remember what year this was, but it's been there for quite some time.
Yikes.
Is he wrote or has a list on his website that is like all the stupid things I've said or something to that effect. So one, we get to like really cutely trivialize all of the racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, Islamophobia. We just trivialize it. Those were just little silly things I said. And I can't believe you guys keep bringing it up. So it's a list like, hey, guys, you can't do a gotcha moment with this because look at my list of things I'm telling you I've said. And maybe I don't believe those things anymore, but maybe I do, but I'm not going to tell you that part. It's just these are silly things that I've said. The amount of people that are his fans and, you know, believe the things he believes very often point to that list as if the amends have been made, as if there was some sort of that is restorative justice. I wrote a list on a website. I had somebody type it into the WordPress. And so there's really nothing you could say to me. Yes, I did say the N-word a million times back in the day.
Oh, yeah. You know? Ooh, you got that. You know that. That cadence, too.
But everybody did. You know? Like, that. It's just...
This is a text.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to White People Feeling Left Out and Looking for Black Friends Month.
Yikes!
flames.
Oh my goodness, do white people feel left out during Black History Month? Is that the vibe?
I hope not.
Does Black History Month hit
different?
White folks as exclusionary?
That'd be wild.
I think it does, certainly, the people that are like, well, I've got to do this DEI thing. Like, I think those guys definitely think it's exclusionary. It's reverse racism. But... Is that can't be how that hits normal.
I hope not.
That can't be. But that is hilarious. Don't get me wrong. That was funny.
Like Rudo said, I feel that all 12 months long.
You know what?
Oh. One of our little friends made it to Savvy's. Again with the Galaxy S22 tag on these photos. That's just flexing.
I mean, the crispness.
This is probably from like a mile away.
Right.
The zoom on these things.
The zoom on the Samsungs is just outrageous.
Oh,
that's a really good picture.
Yeah, it is.
But
nice action photo.
It's obvious, you said.
Yes, obvious. I mean, this is recent? I'm cold.
Woo. Hey, man. You know, it's no longer 20 degrees, so we don't.
You know what? It might as well be spring.
This the is that amount
first,
of,
first
this,
Portland spring.
The amount of flying bugs around.
Yeah. We live in
it. The amount of spiders already. I was like, what in the world? You have one day that's like 53 and all of a sudden.
Our ecosystem is trashed, bro.
Man,
everything's out of sync.
This out.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Well, we've done nothing that we were supposed to, I think.
We did. We talked about Nikki Haley. We brought everyone up to speed to what is happening.
I take it all back. I just don't have a way to see it. So
it's true. It's true. Well, then, you know what? I will grace our listeners with what we're going to be talking about today.
Thank you.
Take a little pressure off your little press.
Okay. Mm. It's not a big lift. You're just going to read the thing that I can't see.
So to be clear, cutting down. Black History Month, first day, and here you are cutting down the black man on the air.
You know,
trying to diminish my contribution. I learned from watching you.
I'm not even gonna. I would never diminish the black man,
brother. Try to emasculate me on the air.
Okay, enough. Okay. No hotepping this morning, or at least not this early. Maybe 8:55 or something. You know.
Well, wait till then.
Yeah.
Well, guys, fiancés, two out of our three stories today are pullovers from last week that we didn't get a chance to, because last week's conversation was ballerific. You know what? It might happen again this week.
I was going to say, I hope we get to them. I don't think we will.
So definitely, Rene Gonzalez, what he's been up to.
Besties with Nazis. It's just so much fun.
Mm. And then a Moms for Liberty appointment opens doors to right-wing nonsense. We didn't get a chance to really talk about that in depth. We grazed over.
Yeah, I think we did the story.
Though. Yeah, grazed over a little bit, but yeah. And then, the ICJ ruling ordered Israel to do all in its power to prevent genocide against the Palestinian people. Yay. Yay. Yeah.
I know.
And they're going to hear it. You got some choice words?
I don't know.
Hmm.
There's so much about this that's just so disheartening that...
That's the word.
It's really hard to just even form it, you know? We won't do this now.
Yeah.
A music break or something. Why would you end on that?
I'm sorry. So, what happened to a music break? And then we'll be back with the news. That's it. Do you know where you came from? You know? One must always be reminded. Are you Morgan from the block?
From movie scripts. Nope. Dang it. I did it wrong. Living Color to movie scripts.
Yeah, dang it.
Man, that song is not great. You know? That was definitely wow, Jenny.
Listen, you can't sample the Beat Nuts and go wrong with me. So.
No, that's the thing.
Yeah,
she has always known how. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Her team.
They do the things the right way for those moments. Yeah. I'm not saying they don't. I want to know. Where do people get the confidence to do the thing they're not good at in front of so many people?
So many people.
She cannot sing.
No.
Like, and there are people that can't sing that are singing right now, and I'm listening, you know? But you're somehow stay in the pocket of what you can and can't do.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Fully in there.
Because when you're reaching for a note that is literally sitting in front of you, I'm upset for you. I'm sorry. Just tell them you don't sing.
I don't do that.
I dance amazingly.
Really great dancers.
I am also probably your best rom-com lady of an era.
She was nailing rom-coms. Nailing them.
I was trying to think of a couple of names. Like, I don't know. She planned weddings.
I'm not putting that all on you, but you can just, yeah. I don't want you to have to run down the resume.
You know what? I don't know why we're miscommunicating on this fine first day of Black History Month. It seems...
It is a fine one.
It was fine until you cursed me and said I had to read the news from my phone.
Or
that I used to, and now here I am. What kind of, you know, witchcraft is that?
You know what?
What?
I look at you, and I say, welcome to Finuary. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be here all month.
And I'm leaving. How about here? February. You know what? I'll take it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Who wrote Jenny from the Block? I got to know. And I can't. I'm not on the internet.
Oh.
I'm a person without access to...
I wonder if I could just pull the credits here.
Oh, there's got to be a way to do that.
Show credits.
So, I only want to know this. I also want to know, was this right after or during dating Puff, right?
I think it was after Puff, but, oh, you know what?
Because it
had to be during.
Yeah, it had to be during because
it's
the
Bad Boy collab. And, yeah. Had to be.
Who did that beat? Stevie J?
Produced by Stevie. Troy Oliver.
Oh, maybe not.
Corey Rooney and Tone and Pope.
Well, yeah.
It's Trackmasters.
Anywho,
yeah.
this is not a good listen. Let's move forward. Let's keep it pushing.
All right. Which one you want to jump into?
Could not possibly care less. I can't see it, so it's on you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well. Okay.
No, I'm saying the choice is yours, babes.
Oh, wow.
That's what I was saying.
Mm.
No?
That's great. I do it. You know what? Let me scroll on down here. Let's knock on Renee's door. Nazi sympathizers gather around for a fireside chat.
Mm.
The amount of entendres, smiles, metaphors, and fives I just gave y'all. Like, we are back.
You just said smiles instead of similes.
Similes. But I gave smiles, too. Happy Black History Month. Portland Commissioner Renee Gonzalez has unveiled a pilot program to provide targeted treatment for meth and fentanyl addiction in the Old Town Chinatown area. Commissioner Gonzalez's pilot program is set to kick off this month, focusing on optimizing drug overdose treatment. The initiative assigns a specialized community health access and treatment team to Portland Fire and Rescue's Old Town Station, a location currently handling a significant portion of the city's 7,000 drug overdose calls in the past year. Speaking about the initiative, Commissioner Gonzalez emphasized the need for efficiency in responding to overdose emergencies. He expressed concern about the strain on the system with reoccurring overdose cases and shortages of ambulances in the county. Gonzalez's team highlights that the community health program's approach can streamline responses, reducing the demand on full-scale emergency resources like four-person fire trucks. Now,
I'm sorry.
Now, back in August 2023, Gonzalez suggested that the Joint Office of Homeless Services should use money for Metro's supportive housing services tax to pay for Portland Street Response. Quoted as saying, I think they should be funding Portland Street Response just flat out. The county has a lot of unspent dollars, so spend your money. The Joint Office can stabilize that funding for the program indefinitely. So now you're probably thinking, if we already have PSR, aren't we wasting resources on establishing and investing in yet another program?
I would be thinking that.
Why aren't we just giving PSR all the support it needs?
That, I mean, this is one of those moments where, sorry, was this actually a moment for me?
Yeah.
That's one of the moments where the performance of... fixing anything, you know, like this performance that he and most politicians do. But this is supposed to radicalize you. This should be the moment, if you haven't been already, this should be a moment of like, now, hey, wait a minute, Renee.
Right.
What you said was Portland Street Response doesn't actually work. You said this is the thing that is, you know, defunding the police is the worst thing you could ever do, which didn't even actually happen.
Didn't happen.
And what was the point of Portland Street Response? It was keeping citizens safer from police interactions, easing the burden of the police to have to go to calls that they are not equipped to handle, easing the burden on emergency services so that they don't have to deal with calls that they aren't needed for, four-person fire truck.
Right.
Like, the point was, I mean, mutually beneficial all the way around. And there, the entire like ability for us to be arguing about it, or that there would be, you know, sides to it.
Right.
This is the thing that y'all want too. Y'all don't want the police going out to every single call, right? Because once they kill someone, you're like, they're not a psychologist. They don't know what to. So good, cool. Stay at home.
Make your mind up, bro.
Don't go on that call. Instead, we're going to sabotage the plan that will work. The plan that we have data that it works.
Right.
But there's huge money interest to say, no, it doesn't work. And then the guy who runs on Portland Street Response is terrible because scary black lady, I want no parts, then creates, after sabotaging, a new Portland Street Response within the Portland Fire Department. So the same people that are telling you we're overworked, we're underpaid, we're so tired, we have to go to everybody's calls, we got to do all of this, those same people are now in charge of the new program? Those same people? So what is just overtime, overtime, overtime? Like, what are we talking about?
Right.
That's a moment where you're supposed to be big mad. Big mad that this person is wasting your money talking about the county got money, they should spend it.
Not the way you're spending it.
You know how much money the county and the city are sitting on right now because they're doing those things?
Right.
They're doing the, but I don't want to pay for it. Whose fault was it? Not me. Look over there. None of that is y'all money. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
Renee Gonzalez, that's not your money. Mingus Maps, not your money. And every single one of us needs to be making sure that they are held accountable for wasting our money, wasting our time, and letting our neighbors be dead in the street to make a political point, to be able to do poverty pimping for however long they're going to do it. When in real life, we could be moving so much forward. We could absolutely be in a way. Renee Gonzalez has still, honestly, not said, I can't believe I got duped by Kevin Dahlgren. That should, in every single way, disqualify him from anything you ever thought he was good at.
Right.
Because, cool, you got duped, I guess. You didn't. Don't, you know, to be clear. But you're not going to mention that the person who allegedly stole from the houseless people they were allegedly helping, that you were like, man, more of this.
Yeah.
Not going to say nothing? Get out of here. Worthless. And then you're going to have full-blown, absolute swastikas on the arm. I'm a neo-Nazi out of their mouth, out of their fingertips. Those are the people in your comments saying, this guy seems pretty good to me.
Why do you seem good to them? Someone said, on this day in Black history, Renee was calling himself a fifth generation Oregonian.
Oh.
And using dog whistles.
Oh. A fifth generation Oregonian. Neat.
Super.
I'm this is a person who is so unqualified and so unserious that we should be able to just laugh at him.
Yeah.
And instead, that's a genuine, actual threat. Because somehow, there are too many people who don't understand when they are just full blown being lied to. Moderate Democrat. If that is what a moderate Democrat is, I want the moderate Democrats right now to tell me what they're proud of. And I want to know what got you, what pulled you all the way to the right and allowed you to call yourself a moderate Democrat.
Yeah.
I want to know what was the thing that radicalized you the other way. The amount of people that I see say the BLM riots, too high to count, too high to understand. It's just there is always a boogeyman for the people that don't live for real in the city they're upset with. You know?
That boogeyman is the reason that they don't live in this city. We'd never.
You know, cool. Why do you have to talk about it all the time? Why, if you don't live here, if you moved out because BLM riots in 2020 was just way too much, and then something about lockdowns and masks or whatever, because it's all the same. All the same.
Do y'all remember a political figure? I think they were running for governor, referring to Portlanders as roaches. Like, the disdain is just... Somebody said, I've been at F them. Renee Maps.
For real. I mean, this is there should be nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
And it honestly is terrifying that there is so much to talk about. Because these folks do not have to explain themselves. And they absolutely have to explain themselves.
Right. While some may be patiently waiting to the answers to the question as to why would he establish a whole new department to meet the issues that an existing department is already handling and struggling with based on underfunding and all measures of sabotage, others have taken their frustrations to the streets. You know, last Friday. I guess it would have been the Friday before last.
Friday before, yeah.
Yeah, Portland police launched an arson investigation after a 2024 Honda Accord belonging to Commissioner Gonzalez's family caught fire on the street in front of his East Moreland house. Gonzalez and his family were home at the time, and the firefighters from Portland Fire and Rescue Department, overseen by Gonzalez, were able to extinguish the fire before it could spread to other cars or buildings.
Amazing.
Man.
Look at the city work.
Look at it. Investigators believe the fire was intentionally set, leading to a 1:30 a.m. explosion. Police are treating this as arson. Commissioner Gonzalez expressed relief that no one was physically harmed, but acknowledged the potential danger to his neighborhood. As of now, no arrests have been made, and police haven't identified any suspects. Gonzalez's office has announced increased security measures in the neighborhood. Multnomah County District Attorney Mike Schmidt has labeled the alleged arson as an act of political vandalism in a media statement. He emphasized the importance of peaceful disagreement and heading into the election season. Now, there was some great online discourse. I want to take this time to shout out Community Protection Bureau on Twitter.
Wow, that's
shout out to Community Protection Bureau. Always bringing attention to the foolishness going on in our fair city. One of the quotes, one of the tweets from a Hoann Jardisty. This is just peaceful expression and protest.
I mean,
you know, yeah. Another one from NB Rat PDX.
That's another one I follow.
Another heater. Okay. Come on, Renee. We all know you couldn't be happier that these things happen so you can use them as campaign talking points.
Hello. I mean, the amount of calls that are coming from inside the house, you know, this definitely feels maybe like the people that are like black supremacy rules, you know, they spray paint it on their garage or whatever.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then they're like, they hate me because Trump. And then everybody's Ring camera has them on video spray painting
and harassing
black people.
People
rule, white people drool, or whatever it is
right.
that they think that black people say. Think about them.
Yeah.
I want out. I want out. I want to not have to deal with a person like Renee Gonzalez. I want to have to not worry about a person like Mingus Maps. But, you know, here we are.
Here we are. Another tweet from Seth Aginger. Have yet to see you apologize for leaping to conclusions and allowing your far-right supporters like Andy Ngo target community members with accusations based on an anonymous blog post without releasing video evidence or the results of the investigation. That's not public safety.
It's, and who's in charge of the public safety?
Oh, Joanne Hardesty.
Oh, still.
Yeah, still.
But I thought she was just at like a casino or something.
Well,
you know, that just.
That's the point, right? Supposed to be handling public safety, and here you are at a casino. Just, you know.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Yeah.
Do you guys, fiancés, do you have folks in your life that are saying to you right now, like, well, actually, what Renee has done is, you know, XYZ or whatever? Like, do you have the folks in your life that are like, this is working? Because my confusion is always when a person runs against a person and not, you know, actually running on policy they could implement. I'm always curious on, like, how's that hit the people when the none of the things that he said, those are all of this is happening because of her and her, you know, I don't know, radical Marxist theory or whatever they say. Like, the wokeism has rotted her brain, and now we have bike lanes.
Right.
Like, when the homeless crisis has yet to be fixed the way he said, watch me work as soon as I get in there. What has changed in the public safety? Who's the public?
Yeah.
Who's the public? Who's safe?
Is anyone else still safe?
Is it just him? I don't know that I would feel safe as a brown person with neo-Nazi supporters, because they're not supporting you. They just like the white supremacy that you're doing.
Text. I mean, moderate Democrats doing right wing, sliding right wing is at least as old as the Clinton era.
Oh,
it's a race to the bottom these days.
Woo! They are not sending their best.
They love Republicans getting more extreme so they can have more room to slide down.
Ooh, what?
Same person also said, I hope Rudo knows that he sent me down a rabbit hole of learning George Washington Carver's actual radical life work.
Yes!
And how ecofuturism can learn from him.
Yo! And this is why I said it was a four-layered situation. He knew he incepted y'all with that.
He knew he did.
Come on, Rudo. Ambush, I think we need a music break.
We do. Man. The person that sent the photos is killing it with these photos. Yeah, that Zoom is real. Look at those eagles.
Wow. Are those? Wow.
Yeah. See that? That out there.
Yeah.
Bam.
Okay.
Crystal clear. This is ridiculous.
I mean, this is definitely an ad.
I'm done. I'm not doing any more ads for it. We'll catch you guys after the break. I'm not doing this anymore. It is the first of Black History Month. You know? It really is.
The harmonies.
Amen.
Okay.
Listen, somebody over the text line was like, some have called Bill Clinton the best Republican president we've ever had.
Okay, some are correct. Yo! Not only was Bill Clinton the first
Black president. Hello.
He's also the best Republican president we've seen.
Let the record reflect.
Mans was so good. I mean, really think it through. What were your parents saying about Bill Clinton?
Because
I could tell you what mine were.
Listen, there may or may not, I can neither confirm nor deny.
We'll do neither of these things.
That there is a picture of Bill Clinton of a hue that is not his.
No.
Well, those were everywhere. The black Bill Clinton portraits were everywhere.
I want this to not be... I don't want to know what the rest of your sentence is going to be. What are you about to say, Amber?
I saw it framed somewhere. No, maybe not framed, but at least like...
Around?
Yeah. I'm about to touch your parents. Yeah.
Get him on the horn.
Yeah. I know for a fact my father found it hilarious.
Oh, I'm certain.
Yeah.
I am certain. The moment Mans came out with the saxophone and was like, and also marijuana. My dad was like, a jazz man. A real jazz man.
I know what's in his heart. We are kin.
He is for us.
Well, slow down there, Pop.
Yikes. Oh, man. Hindsight. It is 2020.
It is. It is. We got some love on the musical selections. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, the Bone Thugs and Harmony do not get enough credit for what they have brought to my life.
I was going to say to the culture? No, my life specifically.
I mean, my life specifically. I give them credit, and I feel like other people don't give them enough credit for what they have brought to my life.
You have a very unique musical, like, you know, background, and you know,
I feel like I'm about to be attacked. I can't wait to hear the rest of this.
No, I am constantly surprised on what music impacts you and what artists impacts you during the same years that I was listening to these same artists. So I understand, like, you feeling like some, hey man, I feel like I'm in a room by myself when it comes to certain arts. People just don't appreciate them the way that I do. It makes sense to me. It does.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There are times when I was like, oh, you were in the wrong party. You should have been over here with us because we were going bananas.
Yeah. Like... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still bracing myself to get attacked. So.
Oh, no, it's quite all right. I understand.
You know.
I do understand. Yeah.
Yeah. As you should.
Yeah. It's just what retaliation feels like. It's like I'm bracing myself for receiving what I put out. So it
Joseph
makes sense.
Budden, you will not gaslight me. Not on these airwaves. Okay.
Joseph Budden.
No, you will not. Not to be confused with Joe Byron, you know?
No.
But there are a lot of, or Joe.
Some problematic Joes.
Many Joes that are just probably like, problematic. Change your name.
Wow, is that a, that's a
go
post.
Go to bed.
Problematic Joes.
Just do you listen. Spell Joes with an H? Anyway, the United Nations. No, did you want me to? Do I move forward?
I think so.
The United Nations highest court mandates that Israel take action to prevent genocide in Gaza, but refrains from issuing a directive for an immediate ceasefire. I'm well aware that this is not the newest of news.
Right.
I do feel it important to to say it, though, even though it's old or older. A ruling has been issued compelling Israel to take all possible measures to prevent death, destruction, and acts of genocide in Gaza. However, it's worth noting that the court's decision falls short of demanding an immediate end to the military offensive that has been relentlessly impacting the Palestinian people. The court's president, Joan E. Donahue, expressed profound concern about the persistent loss of life and human suffering in the region. This ruling comes in the context of a case brought by South Africa. The court's orders, now legally binding, deliver a substantial rebuke to Israel's wartime conduct and intensify global pressure to bring a halt to the nearly four-month-old offensive that has tragically claimed near 30,000 Palestinian lives. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded to the court's discussion of genocide charges and labeled it a mark of shame that he believes won't be erased for generations. Mm. Despite this, he has adamantly pledged to press forward with the ongoing military campaign. The court's call for Hamas to release hostages echoes the complexity of the conflict, emphasizing the urgent need for addressing those responsible for violence on both sides. The interim ruling will keep Israel under the legal lens for years to come. Mm. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, is that it?
Yep.
Stressed the binding nature of the court's decisions, expressing trust that Israel will comply with its orders. And that including those related to humanitarian aid and prevention of inflammatory speech. The court has given Israel a month, that 1 month deadline to submit a detailed report on the steps taken, setting the stage for ongoing scrutiny. The international community is called upon to respect the rule of law and actively contribute to diplomatic efforts aimed at achieving lasting peace in the region.
I am no more enthused than I was when I first heard about this court convening, because I have full faith in the U.S. to continue to U.S.
I'm glad that, yeah. It's really hard. I do want to know how you guys feel about that ruling. Obviously, that ruling is better than there's not a genocide happening. But what does it mean when there is evidence presented of ethnic cleansing happening right this second, and you say you have a month to stop and prove via report? And I want to make clear that these are people that are lying directly to our faces right now. They are dressing up as Muslim people and running in hospitals and killing people. They are
that are in beds.
They are completely decimating the infrastructure of every place. We are now into southern Gaza, right? Like we are not, or I don't want to mess this up. Northern or southern, but it's we're in a place where there is no nothing to talk about. Israel, you want the hostages back? What did Hamas say? You know what I'm saying? Like do what you need to do to get the hostages back, if that's what we're talking about. But it's not. It's literally not. And so here we are watching the destruction of a people over land. And every single one of us has read in a history book about something very similar. And we're taught that it wasn't that. And there should be no reason that at this point, we can't recognize it, even though that's what we were taught long ago. But we definitely thought, like, what were the people thinking, right? It was definitely what were the people doing
when that happened?
When that was happening. The same thing with slavery. What was going on? Like, what was all the. Nobody else felt like that was a bad thing? That's what's happening right now. None of this is new. We are in the cycle, you know? And for the court to say, we see it. Appreciate you, South Africa, for bringing this. Appreciate the other countries who have jumped on to say yes. Also, we think they're doing that too. But who has a month? Do any of those Palestinian people have a month? They're on the brink of famine, and we took money away from the one of the agencies that provides aid, because now we're going to go into the full. You know, reach deep down into the propaganda bag. Deep down in there. There were people working with this place that helped in this thing. Every single part of the political landscape right now has, and I don't mean like it's new. Every moment is a new conspiracy, a new, this is what they don't want you to know.
Right. Like,
what I want you to know is that they're doing the ethnic cleansing and they need to stop. That's what I want you to know. I wouldn't care about any of the other things that, you know, peripherally folks want to talk about up there. Is this thing happening? Could you call it something else by now? On the brink of famine, there is what can they do with that land? They don't have the right to return to it anyway, but what if they did? What's there? What's there? The settlers, Israeli settlers are rejoicing. The far right Israeli settlers are holding conferences while there is a military assault happening. They are telling each other that they are victims.
Yeah.
of the most, you know, atrocious thing that could ever happen, October 7th. That the only way to have peace is to take over that land. That's the only way to have peace. We can't leave. That's weak. They are doing all of the American right-wing talking points, and we know for certain that this would not be the first time that other countries look to the West for how to do the best form of systemic oppression. Because we're super good at it. So it's great that they recognize that. I appreciate the court for that. And I want to know, what good does anything do if we are giving people a month to do a report when those people in that month will kill thousands more? Thousands.
Yeah. When I saw that part specifically, it's like, how serious are you taking this matter? What other way could you clearly communicate that Palestinian lives and culture mean so much less that you would allow the people who have been giving you nothing but full-blown propaganda an entire month to cook up even worse propaganda and put it in a report? Like, that assassination that they just did in the hospital, their reasoning was like, these people were Hamas. When hasn't every single person they killed been Hamas? Haven't they been Hamas? That's the excuse for everything. So why are we still asking them? Why are we still creating situations and opportunities for them to tell us even more lies? Just stop. Just stop it. Just everyone say, hey, you know what? We don't like the way the UK and the US are backing a genocide. Boom. Let's stop pretending that you got something you can do about it. Let's stop pretending like there's something you can do. What are you actually going to do?
I mean, there is something they could do about it. It's just, what will we do about it? And there really is something to be said about the amount of Americans that are like, we need to continue to fund this effort. There's really something to be said. And the amount of people that have continued to hit me, or not me personally, to hit us with the Zionist rhetoric or the I'm just thinking about these celebrities that, you know, I don't even think the delusion is so real. it's incredibly disheartening. I'm not going to waste everybody else's time with me pausing and all of that. Seriously.
You're caught off. It causes pause, though.
I am a little speechless.
Yeah.
On how this is not something, this is real time, and in the real time, we have a sitting president saying, we're actually just going to keep it popping. Anybody's still saying, this is the part that's killing me. What day are we into this? 114 or something?
Right.
And people are still saying Israel has the right to defend itself?
Against?
Like, what?
We're into the next year, guys.
Guys!
Well into it.
What do we mean?
Right.
I wish I had a better outlook at the moment. I wish it didn't make me so deeply sad and disappointed with the state of humanity.
Yep.
Because one thing we should all absolutely 1,000% agree on is you cannot systemically, ethnically cleanse a group of people from a land in our face,
right,
and tell us it's raining.
Yeah. You want a music break?
Yeah.
I was going to come back with some tweets, but I got some texts.
We're going to come back with some more Nicki Minaj.
Okay. Oh, no one's done
Coke that. Bear.
No. I forgot that you called her Coke Bear. That's hilarious. Yay. Welcome back to News of My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush. We got a couple. Right before we hit the music break, the idea that Jewish people can only be safe in a settler state, armed to the teeth, is ultimately an anti-Semitic fantasy.
Hello!
Many Jewish people circa Israel's creation were fighting to be able to be safe in their home countries. But those European countries had no interest in becoming places where Jewish people
thrive.
But Americans can't understand this because if we did, we'd be undermining the propaganda that supports white supremacy and continuing indigenous genocide worldwide. And that would make the whole House of Cards fall dizam.
Marry me.
Boom. Boom.
That's it. So thanks for listening to the news with my family.
Someone else said, I don't understand people who call it complex. I believe no one or group has the right to kill for stress relief or profit.
Say that again for
that
stress relief.
Part. That
Say
part.
That again. I'm uncomfy. I don't like it.
I don't like
so
it.
So I'm going to do some murders.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think same. It's really something. I don't even know what to do. Where do we go? What do we do? You know?
Right.
Like, it really is the most unsafe thing for Jewish people. And so for folks to be like, in order to keep the Jewish people safe, there are so many Jewish people fighting against Zionism. I learned what Zionism was, I don't know, like 15, I don't know. It was this iteration from some Hasidic Jews that were like Hasidic Jews against Zionism. And I was like, what's that thing? I thought that was
right.
And incredibly fascinating to hear from the folks who are the fundamentalist without being the, you know, like a Christian nationalist or a Zionist. How quickly they understand their connection with being oppressed people and not wanting to do that oppressing to other people. But this is like the super, you know, how racists are like, black people just want to enslave white people and it's going to be a, you know, a flip of the switch and all of the black people are slave owners.
They just want to do that to us.
Like, you are saying out loud that you know the treatment is foul and you don't want it and that it's happening because flatly punishing, subjugating, oppressing. But the same people that will say there's no such thing as systemic oppression, there's no such thing as, you know, what you need to do is pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Right.
Yit-a-dee.
Right. Right.
It's just unreal.
And unserious.
We just should not have to, like, even be still having these conversations. When someone says it's complex, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. What exactly are you saying is complex?
I have yet to read past a headline.
Right.
I saw one of my favorites get yelled at or canceled on Twitter because they said Zionism is sexy. So so it's too complex. I don't know what this is because I don't want to be anti-Semitic.
Or because they said it's complex too. And I agree. It is complex. It's like, what are we even talking about? What's complex? What's truly complex is the cartwheels and all of the acrobatics and gymnastics that you're doing to avoid having a very simple conversation. If it's complex, who made it complex to ask for a ceasefire? Like, we're just asking for a ceasefire.
Take it back to the beginning of it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't even get to this point and talk about a ceasefire. What's the power imbalance look like? What's it look like? The complexity is out the window.
You're asking for too much.
The complexity is out the window. The moment that you can tell who controls the water.
Well, we don't know.
Who controls the aid? Who controls the power? If you can understand that there is one that has control of the others, basic, absolute, bare bones, human must-haves.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I've seen people debate that.
Well, I don't care.
That's why I'm saying,
that's not real. You're being delusional over there and saying, what's to debate? They don't have control?
Yeah, that's not true. That's propaganda.
Oh, in what regard?
Like, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, see, you're trying to bait me.
No,
sir.
I'm not.
You're trying to get me to scream and yell on this. What?
on this here nice.
On this here?
Black History Month? No. Like, that's why I'm like, okay, you know, let's remove all of the things that you're saying make this complex. We're just saying, at the very least, for right now, since it's so complex, could everyone stop shooting? That's it. It's too complex. We shouldn't just be moving forward because it's really complex. Could everyone we're just asking for a timeout.
Got to be able to read into the complexities.
Yeah. Give us some time to analyze the complexities. But can we just get a timeout real quick?
I do want to report.
Can we get a time?
Well, we did a timeout.
Can we get a timeout?
Yeah, we got a timeout earlier in the bombardment.
Mm-hmm. For them to exit the north and go to the south. And then while they were exiting, they were
executed.
Yeah. They spelled exit wrong.
Okay. I got it.
Good enough.
Woo!
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to talk about next week besides Coke Bear, because that's all I want to talk about. Have you guys listened to Megan Thee Stallion's song Hiss? If you haven't, go do it right now. And then if you have questions like, what did this line mean? Hit our Instagram. I'm going to have like an hour and a half today to just sit on my butt.
Hey.
And I could absolutely give you everything.
The Instagram is popping.
Single deet you want.
Yeah, man.
I'm deeply entrenched.
And you know what? We can actually discuss what we're going to be doing on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because this is an X-ray ting. So we'll be hosting a candidate forum.
City Council. Yeah. Uh-huh. District 2, along with some other folks. It's a co-hosting situation?
It's a co-hosting situation.
I don't really know what's going on. I just along for the ride. Somebody just said that I was DJ Ambush's fiance, so I'm just going to ride that, you know?
Wow.
Never in my life has anybody introduced me.
All my years.
I am Morgan Jones. Years. I'm going to need y'all to get it right, get it tight.
Yeah, guys, I'm her fiance. I'm Morgan's fiance. But yes, District 2 candidate forum, X-Ray FM is one of the sponsors for this forum. It's going to be taking place at the Levin Community Center, 5431 Northeast 20th Ave. This is Sunday, this Sunday.
Sunday.
From 4 p.m. to 5:30. Now, if anyone's seen any of the flyers, and we'll make sure we post it from our account too, there are 10 candidates on this forum. But from what I understand, over the last 72 hours, two more candidates have been announced.
Woo.
And will be joining the conversation. So,
I'm excited.
Yeah, man. Me too.
I'm excited.
Me too. You know, talk our talk.
I feel like we have.
What'd you say?
No, nothing.
Okay. You're listening to the X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And then the Halem, Manzanita, Wheeler, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Oh.
Well, I think they bought the .com too.
I was supposed to just do was the X-Ray, 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 and I messed up because you said .com and I just kept. I'm a follower. I'm sheeple.
You're sheeple.
I'm sheeple.
Oh, that would be so sad.
Unfortunate.
Well, today's show, made possible by you guys.
Yeah.
Morgan Jones and myself, DJ Ambush, and our amazing podcast editor, Kyle G. Playlists are being uploaded. The songs are being updated to the doc as we speak. And remember, man, don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. And none of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.